When the morning, okay. Bought to the lights at the crib, little baby. Back until the nose. Nobody mad, I got it loose. Something pulled up on your way too cold. You in the house getting loose or something? Drive me under, make me wonder. Fly to London, okay. Drive me under, make me wonder. Fly to London, okay. In the morning, okay. All to the lights at the crib, little baby. Summers, tryna get you back in the house, girl, cut up. Tryna get you back in the house for the double look. Get you from the back, watch her how that booty bubble up. Yo, best friend, watch me juggle her. Baddie, get in the bed, baby, snuggle up. I'm daddy, bottom line fully loaded and it's automatic. You should see the caddy screw, it got a fatty.
In the morning, okay. Hard to relax at the crib, little baby.
Just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Rain and Chance Podcast, episode 141 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and on the left, I got my guy Javon.
Yo.
And in front of me, I got the homie AD.
What up?
And this is the Rain and Chance Podcast. We appreciate everybody that's tuning in, listening on whatever DSP you chose. While you're there, a lot of y'all are Apple users. Y'all hold us down and hit us with a review or some stars. We would love it because nobody sent the bottle.
Nope. You know,
I figured this time I'd ask for something that ain't cost no money. You know, right now, you already on the app. You might as well just go ahead and hit the Rain and Chance Podcast, scroll up, and right there you'll see how to star or write a review. Hold us down just so more people can listen to our podcast. So, now, if you don't mind, but you know, it went in. With that being said, fellas, how y'all doing, man? How y'all holding up?
Doing all right, man. Just watching some games so far. How y'all doing?
Hate everybody.
I hate it here.
I'm starting to feel like you.
Hold up.
If y'all hate everybody?
I don't hate everybody. I just hate my team.
Who? Understood.
How you doing, Jordan?
A Bulls in six. I'm good.
You know, so this nigga all cheery and
what
shit.
What y'all talking about? The Bulls are winning. Who would have ever guessed?
I mean,
I'm so happy.
Well, looking at y'all roster, I would have.
You know, I didn't expect a 4-0 jump.
Y'all 4-0 now?
Yeah, they 4-0.
Y'all played in tonight?
They played last night.
Last night? Oh, okay. Damn.
So, yeah, so excuse me for being a little bit happy. It was surreal, like I told y'all, for a while, the signings and all that, but now actually watching it and seeing it, and I'm actually watching full games, and it's good.
Coaching is good?
Eh.
Subjective. I'm a little nervous. Fourth quarter coaching is what scares me. Outside of that, Billy Donovan is doing what he's supposed to do. It's just fourth quarter, the rotations, and the offensive game plan isn't good. But the only thing I do like is, like, LaVine was going crazy in the third, but in the fourth he got cold. And then finally DeRozan woke up and got a couple of tough buckets back-to-back-to-back.
Who's
y'all
playing?
Toronto.
Okay.
And I said, look, DeRozan, stop acting like you ain't the leading franchise scorer here. If you don't get some buckets, you know this court better than anybody. But outside of that, I'm cool. I did take an L. Black Tastics got me. Yep. I'm another victim.
We saw that coming.
But it's crazy. I actually had a shot to win. I had two people on my bench that scored very well that I didn't start like an idiot. But the moment I knew I was going to lose was when Darren Waller was inactive. I said, and it's over. That was like my last fighting chance. Once he was out, I said, it's GG's.
You had to put in the backup tight end or something?
Yeah, I had to move Kyle Pitts into the actual tight end slot because I have him as a flex. So I put him in the tight end slot. He get money. He's finally looking like the player we drafted number four. So no complaints on that end. But outside of that, work pissing me off. I'm trying to use the Bulls to scapegoat all my other problems in the world. So right
well,
now,
that's what sports
the
are for. So
they either going to elevate you a little bit or they going to put you right in the dumps.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the dumps. Not even like care. Personally. I'm just in the dumps sports wise, and this is a sports podcast. So, yeah.
See where I don't invest too much in sports anymore?
It's not. That makes it boring, though.
You ain't investing into the Wizards?
I am, but if they lose, they lose. Like, I ain't going to let it ruin my day.
I feel you. I can't hate that. I can't hate that at all.
Now, when my niggas is winning, I'm all there. If they losing, I just sit back, chill, not say shit.
I think my thing is it's better to – I don't mind my team losing, but when it seems like it could be a preventable thing, that's when it's – I get annoyed because I'm like, I feel like we shouldn't be losing. Like, it'd be one thing how last year we was injured, you know, stuff like that. Shit happens. This shit ain't supposed to be happening.
What y'all, like five in a row now?
Four in a row.
Four in a row? Okay, five next week coming
it,
up.
At the way it's looking right now, shit, I ain't even going to dispute this shit.
Yeah. Who you play next week?
The Bears?
Eh.
We could beat the Bears for sure. Yeah, I thought we could have beat the Colts. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying the teams we losing to, I feel like we could beat. We just ain't playing it. And I'm starting to look at Shanahan funny. Because I feel like he's not putting us in the best position to win games.
That's how I felt about him year one with us.
Year one? Mm-hmm. Right now, I never felt like that before, ever, till like recently. I feel like now he's doing some questionable shit, and I'm like.
That love fluctuate, man.
Hmm?
That love fluctuate.
Yeah, when they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Hate to see it.
Great song, by the way.
It is. Thanks for catching the, what's the name? I just seen some on my timeline. I was just like, eh, this goes perfect with it.
So, y'all want to do basketball or football first?
Does it really matter?
It doesn't.
Yo, y'all, come on.
Fam, both my teams suck right now. LeBron not even playing tonight.
Before we get into that, World Series starts tonight.
It does.
Or started. I don't know if it started. Where they playing, Atlanta or Houston?
Houston. First two games are in Houston.
How I know that, I don't know.
You did great. I spoke quick just because I didn't think you –
Shout out to the Braves. I don't know nothing about baseball, but I know the Braves are in the Western A in the World Series, and my cousin likes the Braves. So, Q, change your picture to the Tiger Woods shit.
Yes, sir.
If you don't, y'all going to lose. Trust me. If you don't change to the Tiger Woods picture, y'all niggas going to lose.
Yeah, man. Q, I wanted to shout you out last week when y'all, you know, punched your ticket into the World Series. I couldn't do it because we were playing in fantasy that week. And I didn't want to give you any good juju, but I should have known better. I knew better. But anyways, shake my hand. GG's on the game. But I am very happy Atlanta is in the World Series for the city. If y'all didn't know, as y'all should, I am from Atlanta. So I'm always going to root for them when my team is out. Yankees got eliminated first round. So Atlanta for it all. And, of course, the last thing I want is the cheating Astros to win anything. So my chips are all in for the Braves.
Yeah, it's wild that the Astros keep going back.
3 out of 5. I think it's 3 out of 5 now.
Yeah. Didn't they go last year? Or the year before?
No, the year before.
It was the year before.
Nah, yeah, it was Tampa last year.
I mean, I see people still mad about it.
Yeah, nah. We don't respect it. But
at some point, it's like, all right, like maybe them niggas just good.
Nah. I mean, I'm not saying they not good. No, we're not taking that away from it. We're just taking away.
The franchise just labeled as a cheating franchise is all.
I'm just mad because I was the team that they cheated against to win. So that's my angle. That's the only reason why. If it wasn't me, I probably wouldn't be as angry. But it's the fact that they got all those accolades due to that. That was my issue.
You ain't strip him of the title or no?
Nope. Of course not.
So I feel like they stripped him of the title.
Did they not strip him because it wasn't proven or something?
They was proven it was cheating because they penalized him.
Yeah, they got hella penalized. All of, like, the manager had to go. It was a lot that shook up. You know, we talked about, like,
I guess, to me, it sounds kind of similar to how, like, the Patriots type shit is, where it's like, you might get penalized, but you never really, like, definitively proved that I cheated.
Nah, I can't.
Type
out.
Shit.
Nah, it was breaking news.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sounded like they might have did something to, like, because it made, I don't know. Because the Patriots shit, they have Deflategate, they had all this other shit, and they've gotten penalized, Spygate, but did it really change anything in the long run?
Did they win those years they was cheating, the Patriots?
I think the Deflategate they did.
I don't know, the one when they was taping the Jets,
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, I think that year they lost.
But the year the Deflategate was when they won.
Yeah.
But these the Astros won cheating. Like, yeah. they cheated in the playoffs, mm-hmm. like, to win the World Series. They cheated during all that. Like,
that's
they cheated throughout the whole year.
I think the Patriots learned to deflate a ball. Was that in the playoffs?
Like an AFC championship game, or it just was a playoff game or a regular season game. I think it was against the Colts. Then they play Andrew Luck and the Colts.
I want to say it was the playoffs because they made a big thing about it.
Yeah, so that I think is what happened. But not like the Astros do. They went the whole year and checked everything, and they were cheating consistently throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
Now, did they make it seem like without that they couldn't have won anything? I'm not saying that. They have a great team, especially that year. It's just the fact of they used that and it propelled them to win.
Gotcha.
The last play of the game was clear cut. You knew he knew the pitch. Like, it was crazy. You knew it. There was no whatever. I'm not going back into that bag. I'm happy. Not really, but I'm trying to fake the funk. Not me. But, yeah, good call. World Series is about to kick off. Let's see what happens. Hoping the best for Atlanta. Win the championship, man. I might have to come back home for the parade. Be a phony fan.
Be a phony.
You want to have Yankees gear on?
Hell, yeah. And I'm a Falcon gear on. That's what I'm going to have.
Smart.
Not me. Because somehow, someway, they figured out a way to win a game. I don't know how. Because I thought they was going to lose. But I don't really care.
Who's y'all play?
Dolphins. So, it is what it is with the Falcons. I'm surprised we won 3 games. Shocked as hell. Never saw it coming. And this is what they do. They're going to stay right here in the middle instead of getting a good draft pick again.
What did Javon say? How many wins? Oh, he said 4. Well, I say like 6 or 7.
It looks like possibly we could win 6 games because we still got – not saying they are cakewalks, but we still got Jacksonville.
It's still like, what, 2/3 of the season left?
Mm-hmm. We're only, what?
2/3.
We're about to be in week 7? What is it? About to be week 7?
About to be
week
8.
Week 8, because we had our bye already. So, yeah, it's about to be week 8.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit more than half then.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's 17 left, games now, so it's 18 weeks.
10 more games.
10 more games.
It's starting to, the standards are starting to shake up a little bit.
Yep.
Just a little bit, though. Not really. But I see, like I said, you solidifying your spot. Q already got his spot solidified for the most part. I feel like me and Adrian kind of flip-flop.
You're talking about fantasy.
Yeah.
Let's run it down.
Fuck fantasy football.
Gosh.
That was a ferocious F.
Yeah, he meant that.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Let's see what we're looking at.
Funny enough, I'm actually doing well into fantasy right now.
I'm not terrible. I'm cool.
I'm not terrible.
I'm cool.
You lost one game.
I did, but that's what happens. I get nervous.
It's one game.
I didn't put up a lot of points. That's what makes me, you know, you get a little weary about that. If I lost in a shootout, I'd feel a little better, but my team really didn't perform. That's my thing.
But that's the funny thing. Last time my team played that bad, now I'm on a 3-game win streak. So, because I think the last game I lost, I only put up 90 points. This shit was disgusting.
See, that make you mad because it's like, yo, what is going on with my team?
I actually was looking at that joint yesterday before I sent y'all that text. So I was just looking at, like, the season so far as people's scores and stuff. And I'm just like, bro, like, I had 2 weeks where I didn't even score 100 points.
See, that'll piss you off.
So, I'm just glad my players are finally, like, performing up to par, hitting their projections for the most part. Some of them exceeding it. So, finally winning some games. But I kind of want to see Q again.
See, I like that energy. I like that.
I want to see Q again, bro.
Don't know who I play. I'll find out Thursday.
Well, both of y'all are in the playoffs right now as it stands.
Yeah, the other division, your division or whatever, conference, shit's weak. Hey, your second place person got, what, 3 or 4 wins?
Yeah, what, right now in our?
He's talking about in mine. Yeah, he has
obviously, I'm third.
3 and 4?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Javon, ain't we in the same one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm above you by a game.
It's a lot of us.
Shot at my whole division.
It's a lot of, I don't give a fuck. It's a lot of us that are 3 and 4. So I'm still fifth in the Western. As long as I make the playoffs, but I don't really give a fuck.
You always got a chance
right now,
in the playoffs.
So it is what it is. I'll just adjust my lineups Thursday.
Amen.
I don't even know who I'm playing.
You been checking that waiver wire?
Don't care.
Well, let's go ahead and get off that.
Nope. Yeah, I'm going to pull up the app Thursday.
You already set your lineups and all that stuff? Or you haven't even bothered?
Thursday.
Touche. I see Justin was the high score this week, 167. So
that's good game. He's actually playing very well.
Yeah, he actually, I think, got the second best record in the whole league.
And he came strong. He should be like on a winning streak.
Wait, hold up. I'm looking at the wrong person.
Second best.
He Jordan is the second best record, but actually the team was actually Spain team. That's what I was looking at.
Okay.
Spain had the highest score this week.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Spa.
I knew Kamal was going to do it.
He said he the second best.
No,
Justin.
Justin is
the second. Oh,
second best team
for the week.
No, for like record wise.
The whole thing?
Yeah, he got 5-2 record.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know somebody sitting across me, he's 6-1.
But, yo, you know, nobody pays me no mind, and that's cool. I wanted to stay like that.
I brought
it. I like it, but I appreciate it. I was like, you know, it's cool. Nobody worry about it, Mike.
I don't be giving a fuck.
I'm just here trying to ride the wave.
Thursday.
I'm not mad at you, man. Couple of things. What happened? Zach Wilson got hurt. So
he's out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, the Jets. Thank you. Jets traded for Joe Flacco. So I guess that's going to be their answer for the intermediate part. We'll see
what
happens.
Where was he at?
Eagles. Then they traded like a 6th-round draft pick or something like that.
Yeah, because now Gardner Minshew, the number 2.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just go get – never mind.
Cam.
It's a lot of questions to ask. Say it. It's your platform.
Niggas just don't want to win. That's all that is. Or they don't want to put themselves in the best position to win. I mean, you can maybe argue that Joe Flacco at this point in the season is more game ready than, I was about to say fucking.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
They both thought.
I was going to say Patrick Ewing. I don't know where Patrick Ewing came from. But.
Good.
I think it was the Newton and the Ewing. That's kind of.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
But anyway.
That makes sense.
But you can argue that. Other than that, starting quarterbacks, there aren't 32 starting quarterbacks better than Cam Newton. And that's all I got to say about that. I mean,
nah, I hear you. Cam and Joe Flacco have both thrown the same amount of passes this year. 0. I hear it because he's on a roster, but he's been holding the clipboard the whole year. If you want to win, you go get Cam, but they don't want to win. As clearly stated, they trying to go get another draft pick.
Draft picks sometimes are more reliable, or not reliable, but like, more valuable.
Who the hell sitting in the front office jumped up out of their seat like, oh, we should go get Joe Flacco.
Who? He should be fired.
That should be a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah, get the paperwork done. Let's make the call.
What do we need?
Mine?
Try it! Nah. Nah, I'm with you on that.
That's a loser's mentality.
Yep.
Facts. I'm with you. I mean,
I understand you want a draft pick. Cool. But that's just like you not even going to win in the future if you going through with a loser's mentality. Like the Jets are who they are because of shit like that. Shit is dumb. Joe fucking Flacco.
He's the answer.
He ain't even got to be Cam. You could have got somebody better than Joe Flacco.
I mean, I think like what Jordan said at this point, what's the purpose of winning a whole bunch of games without your rookie quarterback? Like, at this point, you might as well try and get another draft. You already suck.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
they got 50.
You're going to suck regardless. If the team suck, bringing in a good quarterback, I mean, yeah, you'll be a little better, but you're still going to suck. There's two sides of the ball.
Hey, man, you might as well suck as much as you can.
And it's just like, now you put
that number one pick.
Now you're stunting the growth of other players on your team because you want to have a washed quarterback.
Wash.
Receivers don't get the looks that they should be getting.
Nope.
But, you know, who am I? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, sound like a winner to me. That's a better mindset than they got. But, you know.
They the experts.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Let's start with allegedly. Player I don't like to talk about much, but, you know.
Tom Brady. Oh, he did? Oh, I was right.
100%. Oh, okay. You know, that's one of our bingo players. It's like Tom Brady, LeBron. It's like a couple of them that just randomly RG3. Always. Yeah.
Thrizzle. Them niggas could have picked Thrizzle up. What's up?
Hey, yo, so that's episode 141. Hey, yo. We are not bringing Thrizzle in anywhere.
I like that y'all joint. Call him Thrizzle, though. That's cool, though. That's cool with me.
Okay, like I was saying.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're not
like I was saying.
Moving on.
Tom Brady did throw his 600th touchdown pass, and Mike Evans proceeded to give it to a fan in the crowd.
What?
Did Tom get it back?
Yeah.
So yeah, dumbass fan.
The staff member or whatnot went to go get the ball.
And the fan gave it back.
The fan has to. I'm only giving it back if I get something.
I don't care. No.
At first, he didn't get nothing. He handed the ball over.
No, but I'm like, yo, y'all. I'm not handing the. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not handing the ball over. I'm like, yo, what do I get?
So they were going back and forth, and then at first, he only got a signed jersey and another ball. That's what he originally got. But then when the news broke, I think Bleacher Report posted it, and they were like, the fan fumbled the bag, and he didn't get anything back for this ball. And it went viral because everybody was like, dang, he was a good Samaritan. He did da 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 da, and that's all he got. So it just seemed like more and more as the game went on, like he got a couple of things. But afterwards, what all in total he got was two signed jerseys and two signed helmets from Tom Brady.
Oh, that's cool.
He got a signed Mike Evans jersey and the game cleats he wore. $1,000 to the Bucks team store. Two season tickets for 2021 and 2022. And one Bitcoin. He won.
He did.
At first, he didn't win.
Yeah, hell no.
A signed Mike Evans jersey and another random football ain't enough to me.
That would have been good with
solid. Nigga, I'm keeping the ball and not telling anybody.
Nah, I'm getting
You said not telling anybody?
Well, I mean, I'm going to auction that shit or something.
I feel you.
I'm keeping the ball, bro. That ball is worth $500,000.
But you know how long you got to wait for that to – you got to hold on to that for a little bit.
They already said it's worth that much.
Right now?
Yeah.
They just talking shit.
No, because it's the 600 fucking pass or TD pad. That's like a milestone. Nobody else has ever did that.
Damn, it is true.
Let me ask
He's you. The only person that's ever hit 600 touchdowns.
But I mean, Tom Brady's still going to be throwing touchdowns.
I mean, but 600, it's a number, like – a milestone, like he's the only one that's even crossed that milestone in the whole history of the NFL. And you had that ball. That shit gonna be super valuable.
Does somebody have $599? Does anybody have $599?
I don't think so. I think somebody's close, but I don't think nobody's at $599.
Javon, let me ask you. Who's your favorite 49er player of all time?
49er player?
I was getting ready to say Vernon Davis because I know you love him. But
T.O.'s my favorite football player of all time.
Okay. What if it was T.O.'s ball? Would you give it back to T.O.?
Sorry, bro.
I just wanted to hear it. I like that.
Dead ass.
Keep that energy.
T.O. got more money than me.
I tell you, you got to have lunch with me.
No, something. I need something real personal for me to give you this shit back. Because
you're getting this ball back and you're going to buy it. You're going to do something for me personally.
Especially if I know that ball's going to be worth a lot of fucking money, dog. Like, I'm sorry. $500,000 is a lot of money just to hand back over. Like,
I'm probably holding on to it, and I'm like, y'all can find me after the game. That'll be me.
He gave it away too quick.
It way too easily.
I think that was the problem. Like, the guy went over there, looked like he haggled a little bit, then he just handed the ball over. Like I said, it wasn't like a trade at first.
Because if you're walking with that ball, right, let's say in my scenario, I'm holding on to the ball. Like I said, y'all can find me at the end of the game. I can go anywhere I want in that arena with that ball in my hand. I'm like, yeah, I got this ball. Oh, Tom Brady back there? Yeah, let me go to the locker room real quick.
That's your backstage pass. I can't get
back there? Oh, never mind. I'm good. I'm out. I'll catch y'all later.
That's your backstage pass right there.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. You gotta either leverage that into getting some crazy shit or keep that shit.
Nah, the one guy, that's, man, I'm good on that.
But see, I would want that after everything else I asked for.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that, even though he did get a good amount of stuff, I feel like it's like, bro, that ain't worth what this ball is worth. Like, the best thing he got out of all that shit, in my opinion, is the Bitcoin.
Yeah, the Bitcoin's worth the most.
How much is Bitcoin right now?
Ain't worth what that ball is.
Nah.
It's like 50,000.
Probably like 52.
Which, in the long run, having that Bitcoin, if it, the value goes up, yeah, it's cool. But the average person can't afford no fucking Bitcoin.
You buy pieces of it. A fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't buy an actual Bitcoin. Well, not anybody.
Not now. Not since the pandemic. Like, pre-pandemic, yeah, you could afford it, maybe a Bitcoin, maybe. Depending on how much money you had. Now, that's for average person, hell no. Because that shit way too expensive now. So, like, the Bitcoin, hell yeah. That was a good
man,
thing.
He going to be my best friend.
Bro, I need more. I need my 500K. That's what
who
I'm
gave about. Him the one Bitcoin? Some
Tom Brady.
Oh, that was Tom Brady that did that?
Yeah.
See, well, that part I don't know.
Well, yeah, they said he got that from Tom Brady. I don't know if he actually getting a personal Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Tom was like, I got he's hundreds of thousands of these. Because yeah,
the fan said that he said it was Tom's ball and he deserved it more. He said, I just, at the time, before he got all this extra stuff, he said, I just hope to play a round of golf with him. That was all he really said. Mm. And guess what? That, if you get that in return, that's a win.
Well, playing golf with Tom Brady?
That's an experience.
Not only just that, but business deals are done on the golf field. Golf course, excuse me.
Is he a businessman?
I don't know that man's background, but I know if it was me, I would eat on that golf course.
Oh, hell yeah.
Know what I'm saying? I would be able to, I would
that's
walk
when you can
out,
really, like, negotiate, like, some shit. Like, hey,
I would
bro,
walk
bro.
Out and my money would be times four worth of that ball. 100%. The connections and everything I would be able to make off of 18 holes of golf? Shit.
I don't know how long that take, but I'm pretty sure that's a couple hours.
Yeah, it's a few hours probably.
So in that time slot, I'm good.
And y'all drinking beers and shit?
Come on.
Yeah, we talking shit now.
And you know he going to be talking shit because you giving him the ball. So he cool. He happy that, you know, is it, we're celebrating keepsake. His 600.
Yeah, it's a nice keepsake to have.
Sheesh. I'm telling you, I'm getting money.
If not,
I'm going to get
I
my
need
money.
My half a mil, like,
untaxed.
I need that.
Just go ahead. When you come to the golf course, just bring a couple
the
of
things. About it, that ball, whether you auction it now or keep it for later and wait for the value to go up, you won just having it in your possession.
Oh, hell yeah. As you said, that's something that's never that's been done true. Before, and we don't know that when we ever see it again.
We don't. Because I don't even know who's, like, the closest to him at this point, but I think everybody that was
because it was
close,
Breeze.
I think Breeze was, like, the one he passed, so I think everybody else, maybe Rodgers might have a chance.
That's the only person.
He's probably, like, right now the only person that has a chance.
Well, it just depends on how, like, long he plays.
That's what I'm saying. Something. He probably got, like, three something.
He's
got
to play, like, some years. Because we're talking about Brady's in his 40s.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like he young doing it. He's in his 40s.
Right. And Brady just started passing for a lot of touchdowns in like 2007 when he got Brady. I mean Brady. Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he said 2000. He said like it was a couple years ago.
I mean, but the dude been at least since 2000. Like,
you said
first,
he just started passing a lot of touchdowns. Nigga, that was over 13 years ago.
To put it in context.
It may seem like it was
to put it
ago.
In context, God, he went like damn. 7-8 years without even passing for over 30 touchdowns. So to put it in context, that season where he really like blew up as far as like his touchdown numbers, nigga. This nigga don't never let me finish my thought before he want to butt in.
Because you be sounding crazy. I be trying to help
I
you
ain't
out.
I literally just said this nigga didn't let me finish my thoughts before he butts in. You just go and try and correct it. I'd be like, I won't finish.
Nigga.
I'm glad you said it because I ain't want to say it again.
Y'all funny.
But anyway, yeah. Everybody else that's, like I said, close to him, because Breeze got 571. He retired. Peyton Manning was third. He retired. Brett Favre retired. Aaron Rodgers literally is fifth all time right now. So
where he at? What's his number?
427. And Phillip Rivers was behind him, but he gone.
Aaron Rodgers, he can go another 7 years.
I just don't know if he wants
to. Tom Brady's still going.
Yeah, Tom Brady got at least another year in him after this.
And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is already 37. So it ain't like he young.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm about to say he already kind of old.
That's 44. Hell no.
That's what I was saying when you said seven. I was like, I give him maybe another 3. I would
say if this person plays at an elite level during his whole rest of his career, Patrick Mahomes can do that.
He would be in line to be the next one.
Are they counting regular season only, or are they counting playoff ones?
Just regular season.
Just regular season.
They don't
season.
Never count playoffs and, like, shit like that.
Nah, it's two separates.
Like, even in any – I don't think any sport, like, combines it like that.
It's unfair.
Yeah, because now everybody makes the playoffs.
Ooh. Did he hit that?
Nah. Uh-oh. Hey, Kimba just had him a nice little quarter right now, though. He had 0 points in the second quarter. Now he got 10.
Why are the Knicks playing so good? That shit is annoying.
God, they got talent now.
I don't give a fuck about the Knicks.
Fam, you got to think they got a good coach
for
once. I'll
see you Thursday.
They have good coaching, and they got talent. So, like, they haven't had the two together for a long time. I mean, Mike D'Antoni, all right, but that was probably the last time they actually was, like, decent when they had Melo and Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, I was going to say Melo.
So, I think that's what it is. They ain't had a good coach since. They had Jeff Hornacek. What's his name? Mike Woodson was actually there before Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, he was.
But who the dude I'm thinking about? The one that came from Miami with the glasses, light-skinned dude?
Oh, hold on. Fizdale.
Fizdale. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He ain't coaching no more?
Nah.
Hell no.
He been doing like
not even assistant?
I don't think so.
Nah. A lot of people were hyped up for him, but when he got there, it was bad.
Did he go to the Grizzlies, too, or was that first?
No, I think he was doing something with the Grizzlies, and I think he got hired from that.
Because I thought he was on the Grizzlies when he was like, take that for data. And they made that a big thing. I could be wrong. Honestly.
I think you're right.
You probably sound about right.
I think you are. But I also have nothing to stand on to back up your statement. But it sounds accurate. I just don't have anything definitively to be like, yeah, no, no, no. I don't got that. Well, in the NBA world, well, I guess, did y'all care to talk about how y'all teams are doing? We talked about football, how y'all teams was doing. We can skip over it. I just didn't want before we get into basketball topics.
Hachimura, where are you at?
So I guess we just going to basketball.
We here.
Are you talking about? Oh, I thought you were talking
that's
about.
That's what I was talking about. I'm sorry.
No, he was saying, I guess, before we leave football altogether, like, I ain't got shit to say. My team sucks right now.
Oh, my bad. My apologies. No, I was talking about basketball the whole time.
Just now when he was just like, yeah, y'all want to talk about y'all teams.
Because I was getting ready to talk about another topic.
Oh, the Lakers. Oh, my fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you already spoke about how the 49ers are doing.
No, I feel you. That's what I was like.
Adrian, doesn't care. Yeah. And I said what I needed to say. I didn't care any more than that.
Oh, well, like you said, Hachimura.
I just want to know where Hachimura. That's all I got to say.
They still don't have no idea when he's coming back?
I know it was personal.
That's all I know. What's the best for you, my guy? Please come back soon. We looking good, but I just won't like our full team, so I can't
truly evaluate.
I mean, he only gonna make our team better, so
that's the good part. At least it's not somebody that you're like, he might be okay. That's a starter. And at the time, the number two scorer. But I'm not mad at you.
Hey, my man Kuz balling, though.
Kuz look good.
He actually looking like the Kuz I remember.
Yeah, he looking better than he was last year.
Because y'all letting him be Kuz.
He's shooting, too.
Like, he had to fill a role when he was with us, but how he playing with y'all? That's what I was used to seeing the first 2-3 years. Then he started playing more, I guess, in the, like, trying to be more defender, just 3-and-D type. That's what he kind of turned into. He didn't try and get in his bag and, like, actually score. Like, I know he can.
Came a LeBron prototype role player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took a lesser role.
I know. We play good when we moving the ball and rotating. We got smacked by the Nets.
Hey, man.
It's Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Y'all ain't really got nobody to stop him. So. It is what it is. I mean, 2-2?
2-1.
Can't be mad at that.
Where is Hachimura? That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Heard and understood.
Could be 1-2, like my team. And LeBron not playing tonight.
So who y'all playing tonight?
Spurs.
Y'all on
Maybe we could beat them, yeah.
TNT?
The, nah. I think the second
Thank
TNT
goodness. I was gonna
game
say,
is the Denver-Utah
fuck
game.
Fuck wants to watch the fucking Spurs.
But nah, I mean, we not. LeBron and AD look all right right now. Like, they looking pretty good. LeBron's shooting the ball crazy good right now. But I know he going to cool off at some point.
What was up with Dwight and AD?
I really don't know what that little tiff was about.
That was random.
I just know it didn't look good, especially for it. We were getting our ass kicked. That's really what it was.
And it was a nationally televised
game. Yeah, nationally televised game. We playing the Suns. They beat us last year in the playoffs. We got our ass whooped. That's all I'm going to chalk it up to. Niggas was just frustrated because LeBron was talking shit to Cam. Campaign. I'm like,
oh, this is bad.
I'm like, yo, you talking shit to Cameron Payne? Oh, yeah, we definitely look horrible right now.
From the bench.
Telling him to be humble and shit. Like,
say you were home a year and a half ago.
You were home a year ago. You should be humble.
What?
I'm like, bro.
That's what, what's the name said?
That's what LeBron said to Campaign.
Remember, he was out of the league. After he left us, and then we traded him to somebody,
I mean,
he was gone.
Is LeBron wrong?
He's not, but no. Campaign, I mean.
He wasn't.
He knocked y'all at the playoffs last year. Not saying it's because of him, but it's like.
I mean, but if I'm LeBron, whatever I got to say about to anybody, you can't one-up me at all.
Oh, of course not. It's just the fact
no,
that.
No, it's like, bro, when it came to him arguing with Cameron Payne.
Somebody that's not on your level. And you're doing it from the bench.
And that's what it is. Like, you won't even, this won't even during the game. This is like, you on
Did
the
Cam
bench.
Payne start talking to him first?
I don't know who said shit to who first. I'm just saying, it just looks funny. Like, it could be the same thing if I seen Kobe doing that and he argued with somebody. I'd be like, damn, we, like, especially if we getting our ass whooped. It's like, damn, like, we arguing, we getting our ass whooped. It just looks, it don't look the same. Like, it'd be different if it was a close game, y'all talking shit, da da da. Bro, we were down by like 20 points at this point.
I mean, but if I'm like on my bench minding my business, why are you?
Which I get, like I said, I don't know the context. I'm just saying, like, from the video I saw, I just looked.
It's all from the video. It's one side.
That's what I'm saying.
See, I didn't see that. I'm only going off of what I've heard.
Oh yeah.
So I haven't watched the video. So
yeah, if you see the video, it looks like, damn, bro, like team getting beat. It looked like some, like, LeBron didn't seem like he was being a sore loser or nothing like that at all. You know what, like,
man, it looked like campaign got a good bucket. And might have turned to the bench and said
something.
That's
shit.
What I'm thinking.
Or happened, felt but. Good and said something to a player and was close to the bench, and LeBron just responded. But I could be wrong.
I don't know what happened. I just
all
know.
It
just did look. It looked funny seeing LeBron getting in a little something from the sideline.
He was cussing and everything.
Yeah, might be different with Devin Booker or something like or something. You know, him and Ayton, like, they kind of star play like level players. But it's like Cameron Payne.
Like, you said exactly what you said. He was home a year and a half ago. Like, yeah, he was nowhere near your level, sir.
This nigga was bouncing it out the G League and shit.
They said that we knew he couldn't play basketball. That's what they said about him. What?
Which is kind of crazy. Like, shout out to Cameron Payne, but damn, that is wild. Like, at one point, people were saying, like, he's the worst player in the NBA.
He was awful for us. Awful. Awful. And he had the opportunity to live his best life with us.
Yeah.
We were garbage when he was up there, but he was the worst of the garbage.
He must have not have had the right people around him.
Guess not. We didn't have a good team.
How's what's the name doing? Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah.
Look.
He ain't playing or he just.
He's like garbage time player now. But he comes in every now and again. He had a good shot the first game. First game of the season, he was in, like, the second unit like this. Him and Caruso came off the bench together. That fool got 3 fouls in, like, 2 minutes. It didn't make no sense. Just
Troy
out of
Brown
position.
Jr.?
Yes. And it's weird with him as being number 7. This is weird.
Who was 7? Hyrant?
Gordon.
Gordon?
Ben Gordon.
Oh, Hyrant was 12.
Yerp. So, but not the worst, but not the best. He just looks out of place. In a sense,
he might not last through y'all.
No, I don't think so.
Full season.
Offensively, he didn't look bad as far as running plays, but defensively, with the way our defensive scheme is now, he don't fit.
He might as well go to. Who was I talking to? I think I was talking to you. I'm like the East Coast Kings. It's the Orlando Magic. You go there to die.
You did say that. I said, the Kings, you go there, you are dying. There ain't nothing more for you other than death. You get the death penalty is when you go to the Kings.
Unless you just happen to be that star player there.
Crazy thing is,
point guard.
I haven't heard a thing about the Kings this whole season. Even though since the season started, I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen no King stats, no highlights.
I don't think I have either.
No. These niggas don't exist.
No, they're the black sheep.
I mean, would you show them on TV?
Most thing I heard was about
ratings.
But you know how they get like a little, I didn't even see their name on the ticker.
No.
What?
And you won't.
There's nothing to show.
But.
I mean, shout out to Darren Fox.
Hold on. Let's,
love Swiper.
Let's take a guess. Have they won a game yet?
No.
Yeah, they won in two.
Oh, dang.
Are they 1-2?
I picked them to be losing.
I was saying 0-3 or whatever, but.
I don't know if
they. Who did they play Portland? Did they beat Portland?
I don't even know who they played. I don't know their whole schedule now. I'm looking at it now, but
I know nothing about the Kings other than the Marvin Bagley situation.
Yeah, they beat Portland.
How do I know that? I don't know.
Okay, all right, Kings. Excuse me.
But they've lost their last two.
Well, they won their opener. That's a good feeling.
I think I saw that Portland lost their first game.
Harrison Barnes leading them in scoring.
Black, what's his name? The Falcon, the Black Falcon.
Who? Who? Yeah, Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes was playing all right for a couple years for them, though.
He averaging 28-10 right now for them.
Ain't nobody else scoring.
Well, how Fox doing?
Fox, he leading the team in assists right now. He averaging 19-4-6.
Okay, I see you, man. You
Kings insider.
Look at you. You're nasty. Hey, yo. That's a sicko. I'm about to cut his mic.
Cut him.
He's a sicko. He's just Kings insider?
Yeah, Kings insider. Ugh. Get him out of here.
But there is something in basketball that we have to talk about.
Don't say Ben Simmons.
I was like, I know it ain't Ben Simmons.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's not on my docket.
Good, because there's nothing to talk about with that.
Listen, I wasn't even bringing him up. I'm serious. Y'all can look at my list. There's nothing that says Ben Simmons.
I believe you. I just was making sure.
Nah. I gave y'all enough of the Ben Simmons. We gave you enough of the Ben Simmons drama. I'm cool on that. I'm cool. No, what I wanted to talk about was the list that came out last week. We already had recorded, so we didn't have an opportunity to talk about the NBA 75. So as everybody knows, well, maybe you don't know, the NBA just had is celebrating their 75th anniversary. So with that being said, they expanded the top 50 players of all time to 75. With that being said, there was a handful of snubs that a lot of people, well, some people were upset more on certain players. Some people were okay. I don't have the list right in front of me of the people that didn't make it. I know Grant Hill was somebody that didn't make it. T-Mac, Vinsanity, Mutombo, Dwight Howard, Bernard King, just to name a handful. Those were the ones that I feel like I heard the most outrage from. Is there anybody? Oh, I heard Artis Gilmore. I know I'm a Bulls fan, so maybe that's just my side saying that. But I did see a lot of people say that too. But I'm not upset with that. Just for context purposes.
I mean, the list is the list. I mean,
I can tell you who I think shouldn't be up there.
Let's go with that.
Dame Lillard.
You said who? Dame Lillard?
Yes.
Dame Dollar. I don't think Anthony Davis should be up there.
I don't think Anthony Davis should be
up there. He should be up there either. I don't think Kawhi has earned that yet to be up there.
Kawhi don't play enough.
That's his
problem. I can see at the end of his career putting him in there, but as of now, no, I'm not putting Kawhi.
He got solid accolades because, I mean, he got two Defensive Player of the Years.
Two championships,
but I mean.
With two different teams being the Finals MVP, and he's the youngest Finals MVP.
What's the name got way more accolades than him?
Who?
Besides the Finals MVP, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Got way more accolades.
Dwight Howard shouldn't even have been a thought. Like, the fact he's not in this shit is wild.
He should be over there way before Anthony Davis.
Hell yeah.
I agree.
That's why I would swap out. If I was trying to put Dwight up there, like, some of those first people was just up there for clout. Like, let's put some current players up there.
What do y'all think about Kyrie? I forgot a lot of people.
See up there?
No, he didn't make it.
Good. Not making it.
I'm not mad at him at making it.
He can't lead a team by himself. Anyway, that's a whole other topic for another time. But I'm not mad at that.
Like, James Harden made it though, right? Not make it, man.
I'm not mad at James Harden up there though.
James Harden is up there.
I'm not mad at him being up there.
Oh, he should be up there.
I'm not mad at anybody that changed the game. I'm not mad at anybody that was that has an era in basketball.
And he was an MVP.
Klay didn't make it, though.
Klay should have made it.
I think the reason why Klay didn't make it, Klay, he kind of gets looked at as, I mean, we know, like, they're a duo, but he kind of is in the shadow of Steph. Like, kind of get looked at as, like, his sidekick in a sense. Like, I'll do it in comparison to this. Let's say if Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan were still playing, currently, like, just still playing in the league. If a list came out, Scottie was left off, I think it would be because Scottie is Michael Jordan's sidekick. And it's not like, so once Klay retires and we look at his whole career and all of that, then we'll be like, ah, you know, cool. But as of right now, yeah, being the greatest shooter, or one of the greatest shooters, sorry, not the greatest, being one of the greatest shooters just ain't cutting it.
No.
And how many finals MVPs does he have?
Who?
Klay.
Zero.
I kind of thought about that. Continue.
Oh, no, that's it.
I kind of thought of it the same way, because you either say Steph and then you say Klay, or you just say Splash Brothers, like he's a Splash Brother. You don't really say too much else about Klay. Not saying, I'm talking about like when you speak about him, like when you speak about the Warriors, not Klay himself. Everybody talks about a defender he is, a great shooter, you know, all that kind of jazz. And since he was hurt, because I think what would have helped Klay is the year before when Steph was hurt? The year before.
It was the year before.
If Klay wouldn't have been hurt too, and Klay would have had his opportunity to be like the leader of that team, so you could have seen Klay without Steph, I think that would have helped his case a little bit.
Klay unlocked.
Because that's what Scottie got to do. Jordan retired for 2 years. He still was dominant with the Bulls. The Bulls were still a high seed in the playoffs, was going to the conference finals. Like, they were still good. And even when he went to the Blazers, they still went to the conference finals, him leading the team. So at least you were able to see him a little bit without Jordan. But Klay has, unfortunately, hasn't had a chance to be outside of that shadow. So, I don't know.
No, you mean?
Well, I said this is their word today. I'm not saying that I would actually do this, but I was like, if I had to swap somebody that's in it right now, that's been in there for a while, to put Klay in there, I said I'll take Reggie Miller out.
Is Reggie Miller in there? That's why I was looking up now.
Reggie Miller made it. I couldn't do it.
I'm not saying. I thought about it. I don't know if I could do it. But if you're looking at accolades, though, Klay has just as good accolades as Reggie Miller does. Like, they got the same amount of All-Stars.
But Reggie was the best player on the team leading.
That's probably the thing that's keeping Reggie, like, in high esteem, I guess you could say. But they both got 5 All-Stars. Reggie got 3 All-NBAs. Klay got 2, but Reggie don't got an all-defensive team. Which Klay got 1, and he has 3 championships. Klay has 3 championships. So it's like, it kind of, you know, they kind of even almost in a way, but I probably would actually take somebody else over Reggie. Like, probably be somebody like more old school, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I feel you. That was, comparing accolades for sure, I'm with you.
Yeah. But it's just like one of the things where it's like, you're going to put Reggie in, why couldn't...
I think because Reggie Miller was an era. That's one thing that said, like, kind of with James Harden.
The game type shit.
There you go. He was the all-time leader in three-point shooting for a while until Ray Allen took it. Like, Reggie was, like, we look at the choke image. Like, Reggie is a staple
of the
90s basketball, early 2000s. Like, Reggie Miller is a staple of that era. Like,
Playing Jordan.
Playing the Knicks.
8 points in, how many seconds?
That Pacers-Knicks rivalry those 2 years were crazy. Mm. So, like, that's kind of just how I look at it. When I look at those, I'm like, what were you during that time period? Oh, Reggie Miller was a household name icon. Like,
and crazy thing about it, even when Reggie retired, he still was putting up double-digit points. Like, he never really had, like, a bad season. Even when he was old at 39 years old.
Just them knees hurt.
What's his name looks wild on this list?
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Looking
at him compared to, and then I would put Lillard over Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis on this list,
he shouldn't be there.
It's just like looking at him.
I would put Lillard over him.
I would. I mean, the championship doesn't happen without LeBron.
I only say that only because he affects both sides of the floor. He's an elite on both sides of the floor, where Lillard is a liability on you.
Lillard has done more for his team. As far as success.
That is true. He has carried a franchise.
It took Anthony Davis having to join the Lakers to
reap some success.
Yeah, so.
I'm not putting Anthony Davis in there. Sorry. Now, if you want to talk about when they do the 100th year anniversary, and after everything is said and done, another story. But right now, no way.
How did T-Mac that, man?
T-Mizzle didn't make it, bro. There's so many people that only played basketball because of T-Mac or studied their game because of T-Mac.
I was looking at freaking, what's his name, Brandon Ingram earlier today. I was like, yo, he's literally, if you combine KD and T-Mac together. Because he's not quite as tall as KD, and he long like KD or whatever, but his game is kind of like, remind me of T-Mac in a way, like just the way he move a little bit at times and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, I see a little bit of T-Mac in his game. Not saying, I don't know if he models his game out of T-Mac, but I just see a blend of them two together because he got that wiry.
He has the frame of KD, but his play style is T-Mac.
Yeah, like it's kind of more T-Mac-ish in a way. Because like I said, he's not quite as tall as KD, but he more like T-Mac 6'8", 6'9". But he long as shit.
How did a first ballot bona fide Hall of Famer not make it? But
yo, how did Bob Cousy make it? I'm playing.
I can, some of those players I'm not even going to bother to argue.
I had to ask my mom.
I'm sorry.
I can see Bernard King though.
I about to say yo,
crazy. He was the first pure scorer, but he was the first pure scorer.
Yeah, I can see him.
Pistol Pete.
People being mad about him.
Yeah, out of here.
Water Pistol Pete. I mean, like, Bernard King was a problem. Like, he was he held records for a long time.
Hold up. Is Dave Bing worth being up here?
You about to look up his stats?
Yes. I've heard his name before, but I mean, he was in the 60s and 70s. Hey, yo, Dave Bing, you got to go, bro. Hold up. 7-time All-Star, scoring champ, 3-time All-NBA. Yeah, you can go. Yeah.
What's his average points per game or his, before just career? His stats? Yeah.
20 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Good player.
It's just his era. He must have been that dude during that time period.
That's the only thing. I'm like, bro.
He got any championships?
No, that's what I'm like. He ain't got no championship.
Who'd he play for?
He played for Detroit. And then I think later in his career, he played for, I don't know, WSB. The Washington Bullets. Yeah, he played, that's what I'm saying, back in the day.
Hell. About, it's somebody else I want you to look up.
I had asked Dukes. I ran down a whole list of to see, mm-hmm. you know, some of the people that I had no idea about.
Like, who the hell is Paula Reason? I've never even seen
Who's what about Dave?
DeBuscher?
Yeah, Dave DeBuscher.
Oh, you're wilding. You don't know who Dave DeBuscher is?
Nah.
Oh, you crazy. Knicks fan, I'll kill you for that.
Yeah, I have seen his name a lot.
Yeah, no, he's a Knicks legend. Ask any old school basketball fan who that is. My mom told me about him before I knew what basketball was. All right, let me clear the air.
And he's Hall of Fame, 8-time All Star, 2-time champ, 1-time All NBA, 6-time All Defensive.
Oh, that nigga nice.
I think he was there for both of those Knicks championships.
I just don't know him.
I never really knew him. His numbers ain't nothing like real crazy, but I guess like
impact.
He was that player during that time period. That's all I can tell y'all. As growing up in a household or households with different Knicks fans,
and that's why
I always heard his name.
That's why these lists are so fucking like pointless, because like putting everybody in one list together when they played in different eras and stuff is just like hard to compare and stuff like that, because like the game was so different for each era.
Yeah.
So like you can't, like what might have been effective and good in one era, you can't take that to another era and it's gonna be the same.
This is true.
Like even like players from the 90s that were like highly regarded, like a Charles Oakley, he would be nothing in.
Like you put James Harden,
you'll be nothing now.
Put James Harden in the 90s. He won't be as effective as he is today. He'll be still nice, but
I don't know. That nigga's still the ball. Just because he's a scorer.
He's a scorer, but I mean, that physicality, I don't but know if it's going
to. I think he would have.
The game is called. I think he could, but the way he plays now.
You got to go back to James Harden, 2012 plays, James Harden. Like,
I get what you're saying.
The way he plays now.
Oh, now?
Won't work in the 90s.
Now, I feel like you took.
I'll say that.
If you took 2013, 2014 James Harden.
First year with the Rockets.
That's what I'm saying. Like early Rockets James Harden. Yeah, he would have been all right. Because his game was more well-rounded then. Like, he didn't try and just step back you or drive to the lane all the time. He actually was, like, mid-ranging and shit.
I don't think I can remember the last time I seen James Harden take a mid-range shot.
He don't do it no more. Ever since Daryl Morey came through, and that's when he had, what, Dave and, what, Dave, Mike D'Antoni.
The Busher.
The Busher.
I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like they should separate it by eras. Like, yo, top 75 of this era, or top 50 of this era, or if you going, or like
top 25 of a decade.
Yeah, top 25 of every decade. I mean,
or top 10. You might
the,
have to do 10.
All in all, whoever comes up with these lists, man, it's just that's just the name of the game with lists, man. Somebody's gonna get left out.
But it's weird how it only happens in football. I mean, not football, basketball. I was thinking football in my head. But yeah, basketball. Like, this is the only place we make top 10 lists and stuff like that, like, on a regular basis. But I guess it's because basketball is kind of, like, moving to positionless type shit. Where football is, like,
you yeah, have it's to hard to.
Shit, it's more rigid.
Football, did they, what, top 100 players or something like that?
They did do a top 100 of all time.
They did. Oh.
Yeah. I never. Because, you know, that. Every year they do 100.
I know they do it for
this
a year,
time,
yeah.
I think they did.
But still, that's like one of the few times you've seen it. I'm saying like basketball. Because
that was
with
like the 100th anniversary or something. That's when they did it.
Like basketball, you see this shit all the time. Like it's like a never-ending debate type of thing. Where football is like, it pops up here and there.
But football is hard because it's just like, there's so many factors in football. Like you can't just.
You don't play both sides of the floor.
You can't dominate a game like you can in basketball. If you're a receiver, they have to throw the ball to you.
Yeah.
If you're a running back, you have to get the ball handed
to
you.
Got good blocking.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of variables that go into those things.
If you're a quarterback, if your line sucks, you're going to suck for the most part.
Or if you ain't got no weapons.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of
you're more
of
relying on other players.
Or if you're a ill-ass linebacker, but your secondary is trash.
What are you going to do? But if you LeBron, you can go down there and score 8 in a row and also stop the other team's player. You can lock him up and score and make a double impact.
And I can make passes.
You can do so much.
LeBron went on a 20-plus run by himself against the Detroit Pistons.
I could do this. ISO.
Yeah.
1v1.
I mean, we see it all the time. One player can change a team.
Hell yeah.
The most you'll see in football, somebody else playing the other side of the, what's the name, is when a wide receiver gets put in at the end of the game to defend a Hail Mary.
Like get your dope ass off the field. Julio got 2 interceptions.
Oh, that's nice.
Just random.
Oh, you put Megatron big ass back.
Like, just bat it down. This is all you got to do, bro.
Big ass be like, nigga, I'm awesome. All y'all niggas.
I'm eating.
Like, wait. Don't put me in the game. No.
What
I'm
was that joint you used to play when you was a kid?
500?
500.
That's what it was?
Or Jackpot.
Jackpot, yeah.
Damn.
Damn, I miss playing that. That shit used to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he walked. Oh, I thought he walked. Nah, hell yeah. That was dope. I just think overall, to close it, I think if they would have put Dwight Howard and T-Mac in this list, I think it wouldn't be as much anger.
So who are the two people you take out? Lillard and AD?
Quick.
Yeah. Or Kawhi.
I mean, yeah, Kawhi.
Lillard and AD, yeah.
Those are a little tough.
I'll say Lillard for sure just because he ain't got a championship.
AD got to go.
AD's the first one on
the list. He's a great player. I'm not trying to say he's not, but he doesn't need to be in there right now. Not right now. I'm putting if T-Mac and Dwight
even
get
Vince,
in.
Vince, bro. How Vince didn't make it?
Vince is tough.
I'm putting Vince. If you put in T-Mac, you got to put Vince.
They kind of go hand in hand.
You got to put Vince, bro. Because Vince has longevity. He won a slam dunk contest. He changed the game for sure. Like, Vince Sanity was a problem.
He was. But right. I don't think he was better than T-Mac.
I don't think he was better. But
it ain't that far of a gap either.
I wouldn't be mad if somebody said Vince Carter had a better career than
T-Mac. That's my point.
And that's just because of injuries. T-Mac was clearly the better player until then, in my opinion. Yeah.
T-Mac was clearly
better player once he, I mean, of course, once he, when he went to Orlando.
Yeah, it was like 2 years.
But when he was on, what's the name? Vince Carter had him at one point.
Oh, hell yeah.
Vince Carter had him for
when he was with Toronto, 100%.
When he was with Toronto, and I wouldn't say he had him with the Nets, but Vince was up there, though.
Vince was nice with the Nets.
The only thing that I think T-Mac, I would have to put T-Mac over him because T-Mac got all NBA teams. Vince only got 2.
Okay.
T-Mac got 7.
Glad he got some.
Vince got 8 All-Stars. T-Mac got 7. So it's like, but I mean, I'd rather
which
all
one, which one you taking, yeah. bro? Which one you taking? Vince does have the longevity because he played so long.
For me, it's a toss-up on taking somebody out.
I'm sorry. If I got to pick between AD and Lillard, I'm keeping AD because he got better accolades. I gotta go with him over that because he got more All Stars.
Who, AD over Lillard?
Yeah, he got 8.
How many Lillard got?
6. Lillard got more All NBA teams.
But you gotta look at it too, though. Lillard is a guard in the West.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
So
that,
it's a lot harder for him to make the All Star team than his AD. Ain't nothing but like 3 big men in the West. Or was during them times.
I can't hold that against him, though.
I ain't going to compare the All-Star joints. But.
Well, like I said, Damian Lillard does have more All-NBA teams, but AD got 4 All-Defensive teams also, and 4 All-NBA teams. That ain't got shit to do with it.
Big man.
Big man.
You got to be at guards, make All-Defensive teams, too.
This is true.
Man. Like, you can't just, that nigga going to play no defense. That's all. Like,
not in the West.
Dog, he just not a defender. Like, it doesn't matter. Dude, we don't look at Damian Lillard as a defender. Like,
we don't.
Do you look at him as a defender? I don't.
How many All-NBAs has AD got?
4.
How many has Lillard got?
6. That's what I'm saying. He got both, though. He got All-NBAs and he got...
I mean, somebody got to play defense.
3 times.
All I'm saying is, this is how I look.
Lillard's just not a good defender. That's all.
This is how... I mean, that might be true. This is how I look at it at the end of the day when I'm judging. That motherfucker AD couldn't do shit by himself trying to lead a team. Lillard, he went to the Western Conference Finals. AD would never go to the Western Conference Finals by himself.
I mean, Lillard didn't really go by himself. I'm just saying, I'm gotta shoot AD a little bit of bail. Like, he ain't go by himself.
Yes,
like,
he had McCollum, his sidekick.
More like he had bad teams around. Like, what year was that they went to the conference finals?
That was like 2 years ago, maybe.
Was it 2019?
Yeah, I just know they got swept by the Warriors.
2 or 3 years ago.
That probably was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah.
So I say what, 2018, 2019?
Yeah, I think it was that year.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah, it was they lost to the Thunder. Wait, no, I'm tripping. Yeah, you said the Warriors, 04. I was reading it backwards.
Get AD out of here. And I guess I'll put... Lillard will be up there when his career finishes. I know we're talking about this shit a lot, but whatever. I
could even possibly agree with that one. A lot of these dudes are gonna be up here though when this shit, when shit finishes.
Yeah, when they do the 100.
Yeah, like we might see Devin Booker up there. It's a good chance we will see Devin Booker.
Damn. 25 players be added.
Beal
up
might
there?
Be up there.
Don't entice me.
I'm just saying, like the way his career going right now, he's peaking right now. Like he's in his prime.
They might
Damn,
even
John
throw,
Wall might not make it.
They might even throw Gilbert Arenas up in there. I'm just talking shit.
Wow. Gilbert, the only thing that messed him up is he got hurt too early.
Yeah, he got hurt too early.
Like, before he got hurt, yeah, his trajectory was definitely like he's about to be one of them niggas.
John Wall ain't making that shit.
No, he not making it.
No. John Wall would need a resurgence.
A couple of them.
2 rings.
Answer that. That's part of the resurgence.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the resurgence. That's funny. Well, that's all I have about that list.
Yeah, I don't want to go on a tangent because you could literally talk
you
about
can
that list.
Look at it. I've been talking about that John for 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, and that's the reason why I wanted
to close
basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so much like
this.
You could argue up there. So it's like, yeah, it's never ending.
That's why I wanted to talk about everything else before I talked about that because I knew that was going to be one of those. So I wanted to save it. Good dialogue, good conversation, but at the same time, I knew it was going to be a tangent.
Y'all won't do it, but y'all tell us who should be up there, who shouldn't be up there.
Sound good.
Sound good.
Sound great.
All y'all niggas listening and ain't sent us a bottle, keep it. Buy my own damn bottle.
Drink it. That's going to be our Black Friday episode. Oh damn, we do gotta do a non-sport soon.
I'm with it.
Now that basketball officially has kicked off, so we're able to speak about basketball, do our projections and all that stuff. Got football, that's already been what it is. Think it's almost time, man. Think it's time. But, we'll see what happens. NCAA, everybody's calling for their heads in football to change the OT rules. Illinois and Penn State went to 9 overtimes, which is a record high. Just figured I'd throw that out there. Also, another random thing. Clemson is not ranked.
Interesting.
They just lost again Saturday to Pitt.
Damn.
And they are officially unranked.
They're just probably not good.
They're not. No, it's plain cut and simple. Not good this year. And it's okay.
I think college football should change their overtime rules to NFL. Or at least to what the NFL used to be. At least that. But never mind. Because it's too easy to get downfield in college. Uh-huh. They should make it how the NFL is.
Talking about like sudden death time? Like, or like the...
Whoever scored first. Like, yo... You just have to play defense. There's not a lot of sometimes. Anytime I've been in college
OTs
football,
just sound crazy.
Yeah, but usually, but see, they just both weren't playing good. Because usually the overtime games are good.
Normally,
because after the first two, you have to go for two every time. So usually it never goes past three. Because usually whoever gets that first 2-point conversion wins. So it makes it fun because everybody starts at the 25. It's not like they're starting far. So the game moves quick. But when you were in 9 overtimes and nobody's scoring, like, that was the issue with that game. Nobody was scoring in the overtimes. It was just dead. But, listen, it is what it is. Also, for my soccer fans out there, man, listen, I wore the jersey and everything. We got pummeled by Liverpool 5-0. Conte is on the way to save us, which is Chelsea's former manager. So, let us hope for better things on the horizon. All my Man U fans.
It's interesting in other sports versus like football and basketball that the manager is the person who's the coach.
It's funny, right?
Like you get what's the name with baseball, don't they? The manager is the coach, but yeah.
It just sounds different. But fellas, that's all I got over here. All right, that's all we got over here. All right, well, good people, you had an hour in your day you could have spent anywhere, but you chose to spend it with the champs. We appreciate that more than you ever know. Shout out to all the good people listening. If you want to, you can 5-star the podcast. You could also let us know who you were upset at by the biggest snub. Maybe we'll make a post about it. Oh, a little late. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, that's going to do it for us over here at the table. Episode 141 officially in the books. Peace, love, and all that other jazz. Episode 141, baby.
Hate everybody.